Hello. Welcome to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series, recorded live during the liturgy at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Catholic Church in Ellicott City, Maryland. This homily is from the 27th Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2017.
I want to look at that second reading with you today, where the Lord, through St. Paul, tells us, I don't want you to be consumed with, overwhelmed with anxiety. And when we hear that, it's easy, I think, in our day and age to think, well, this is just being really naive. Like, okay, I'll just not be anxious and we'll be done with it. Like that's going to work. There is such a beautiful wisdom in this reading. I want to open it up for you so that you can appreciate it and really hopefully have a deeper faith and awe before God's word, because he's the one who made us. He knows us from the inside out. And there's such beautiful, powerful stuff here that the Lord wants to have get in and affect and shape the way that we live. So to do that, I'm just going to make use of some of the props I had at the 9 o'clock Mass, which was our children's Mass, just to, well, yeah, it'll be easier that way. So let me just start with a really simple definition of anxiety here that I had with the kids here. So out of a children's dictionary, but we all get it. Anxiety is a feeling, okay, that's key, a feeling of being worried, nervous, or afraid that something will happen. It's just a real big, broad definition of anxiety. So for example, he was full of anxiety before the big math test. Okay, so we know this. We know that anxiety tends to first present itself in the realm of our feelings. So now, when that happens, we need to know what it's looking to do. So let me just, here's just an image of anxiety. Okay, this is like, this is, the definition is nice and crisp, but we don't feel the definition in us when we're going through it. We feel something more like this. So it's like the anxiety monster who's saying, "Arg," and he presents himself in the realm of our feelings. Now, here's what happens. When anxiety comes in this way, it is not content to just stay in the realm, in the zone of our feelings. And so, can my altar servers, can you guys come and help me here? Don't be so reluctant. We're paying you for this, aren't we? No, we're not. Okay. Tell you what. Well, let me give William the anxiety monster. Okay. So, in the way that God made us, we know that he's given us the gift of a part of us is our feelings, our emotions, our passions. That's where the anxiety presents itself. Then the Lord also obviously made us with a mind. So our thoughts are in this realm. Our feelings are in the realm where anxiety first hits. And then he also obviously gave us a heart. And it's in the depths of the heart where we make choices in life. And those choices can be really deep, big life choices. It's from the heart that we make the decision to love God and love neighbor. So in every one of us, we have the realm of our feelings. We have our mind, our thoughts. We have our heart, where we have our will. We're making choices. Here's what we need to know, is that when this guy, when the anxiety shows up, he's not content just remaining in the realm of our feelings. He comes with his bags packed. Remember, this is started with the children's Mass. So hold that for me there, William. All right, so he's got his bags packed. He wants to move into your mind, your thoughts, and he wants to move into your heart to influence the choices, the actions. Now, you need to know this, and you do know this, that what begins with, like, again, if you're a little kid, and you've got a big math test, you wake up in the morning and you feel this guy down in your stomach. You feel anxious. You're worried over the math test. But this guy is not going to stay just right there. He wants to then move into the realm of our thoughts. And then it can begin with, oh, I feel anxious. But then comes the thought, I've never been good at math. I'll never be good at math. I will never pass a test. I will never, ever learn this. So now none of that's true. But when this guy begins to push into our thoughts, we can begin to think that. And then from that, then, he wants to move into the heart where we then make decisions. And then the little kid in his bed in the morning as all this is going on then makes the decision, I'm not going to school. I'm not going to do it. And tells his mom or his dad, I don't feel good. I don't want to go to school. Now, it all starts in the feelings, but it wants to influence the thoughts in the mind and the heart. Now, let's go back to what St. Paul says in the second reading. He says to us, God does not want you to be overwhelmed with all of this. And so he says, when you begin to feel this anxiety, Paul says very beautifully, whatever is going on, whatever you're worried about, big or small, he says, in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. So just bring it to the Lord. Whatever it is that's causing the anxiety, that's giving you that worry, Paul says, big or small, bring it all to the Lord and do it in a way that you're already anticipating what he's going to do so that your prayer is marked with thanksgiving already. You already know he's going to act, so your prayer is already filled with thanksgiving. And then he says this, when you pray in that way, he says this, then, not if, not maybe, not perhaps, then, meaning God will do this, then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your, what does he say? Your hearts and your minds. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So what the Lord wants to do for us, again, bear with me, this was children's mass, is he wants to send his peace down. Can you hold that there? Father John, there we go. Do you have color printers in Australia? Yeah, okay. If I'm making a fool of myself, I might as well go all the way. Okay. So look, what the Lord wants to do is, his response to our anxiety is, he says, I'm going to pour out my peace on you to guard your hearts and your minds so that this guy who wants to move in and take over, I want to guard your hearts and minds so that even though he's there, even though you feel anxious, I promise you, I want to be there in order that he not find room in your mind and that he not find room in your heart. Now, the last verses here, St. Paul says, God, this is what God's going to do, but here's what you need to do. We heard this at the end of the second reading. Paul then says, because God's going to guard your heart and mind, while he's guarding your heart and mind, Paul says, if there's anything good, beautiful, true, excellent, whatever truth comes from God, Paul tells us today, while he's guarding your mind, think about those things. So in moments of anxiety, the lie is, I can't do this, I'll never be good at math, or in the big stuff in life, God isn't with me, I'm all alone in this, it's all up to me. None of that's true. But the truth is, Father, you are with me. You love me. You'll never abandon me. That's the truth. And Paul is saying, think about those good, true, excellent, beautiful things. Think about that if he loves you this much, will he not be with you in the math test or when you go to the doctor or in whatever's going on in work or whatever it might be? And then Paul says right after that, finally, brothers and sisters, do That is, make choices from your heart. Do all of the good things that you've heard me telling you about. Make choices while God guards your heart, while he's guarding it. Make choices to love God with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength, to love your neighbors yourself. Paul says, everything that I've been preaching to you, act on it. God promises to guard your mind and your heart. And so, in these moments, go back to what you know is true, but then you've got to act on it. So you don't leave yourself kind of neutral, waiting to see what's going to happen. The Lord promises, I will pour out my peace to guard your heart and mind, but you've got to do something here. You're free. You've got to make a choice to be thinking about, you know, kind of prayerfully, what is true? God's goodness, his love, his mercy, and then act on that. What you don't want to do is, like right now, you know, is sit and spend hours on the constant 8-minute news cycle. Don't fill your mind with that. You know, the networks are not looking to comfort you. They're looking to make money. And they make money by keeping us anxious, glued to the TV, worried about what's going to happen. St. Paul says, don't dwell on that. Dwell on the good, the beautiful, the true, whatever's honorable, whatever's lovely, all that. So we've got to cooperate with the Lord in this. So in this, what I want you to notice is that when Paul is telling us that God will guard our hearts and our minds, he knows how God has made us. Scripture is not naive, never. And so when we hear the Lord say to us today, brothers and sisters, have no anxiety at all. It's not just wishful thinking. That's the gift that God wants to pour out on us to guard those places where anxiety wants to move in. And so as we reflect on this, I want you to have a real sense of faith and trust in God's word that, you know, even 2,000 years ago, he's already revealing to us stuff that, you know, if you went to a counselor around the realm of anxiety or you took your child to a counselor, what they would tell you is, okay, the three areas where anxiety plays out are in your feelings, in your thoughts, and in your actions. Well, the Lord's been telling us that and teaching us that for centuries. His word is rich, it's beautiful, and it's true. So those of us, and it's all of us in one degree or another who are prone to anxiety and all of that, we want to hear God's word today, the truth of it, and then to act on it. So no matter what it is, you bring it to the Lord in prayer, trusting that he's going to act so much so that your prayers are already filled with thanksgiving because you know he's going to work. And then you know what he's going to be doing. He's going to be guarding your heart and mind. And then what you're going to be doing with him is what St. Paul says, filling the mind with what's true, the good stuff of our Heavenly Father, and then making choices that flow out of that, not out of this guy here. So as we move into the rest of the Mass today, we want to pray that what we've heard here, this promise, the Lord will fulfill for us today, especially later as we feed on the very body and blood of the Lord.
Thank you for listening to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series. We invite you to visit our website at www.olphparish.org to get connected with everything our parish has to offer.